This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. An official from the World Health Organization said today that the outbreak of the novel coronavirus around the world will not stop anytime soon, and countries need to step up to slow down the virus transmissions. WHO's regional director for the Western Pacific, Takeshi Kasai, told a virtual news conference that there was still no specific treatment or vaccine available against COVID-19. While several companies have started undergoing clinical trials of the vaccines, none is available for public consumption. Infections from the virus have exceeded 770,000 cases worldwide, killing more than 37,000, with the United States, Italy, and Spain overtaking mainland China, where the virus originated late in 2019. Over 3,000 deaths in the U.S. alone. The city of Wuhan, that Chinese city of over 11 million, who many had never even heard of up until a few weeks ago, which was once the epicenter of the coronavirus outbreak, slowly began returning to normal today. Shopkeepers in Wuhan were limiting the number of people they were letting in, dispensing hand sanitizer, and checking customers for signs of fever. Wall Street's main indexes opened lower today, with the S&P 500 headed for the worst first quarter since 1938 amid growing evidence of the scale of the damage caused by the collapse in oil prices and business activity due to the coronavirus. The Dow Jones Industrial Average just moments ago was down 245 points. U.S. pharmaceutical giant Johnson & Johnson says human testing of the experimental coronavirus vaccine will begin by September and says the vaccine could be available for emergency use by early next year. The company said Monday that it has jointly committed more than $1 billion to develop and test a vaccine, along with the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. This is VOA News. Germany, Britain, and France have facilitated exports of medical goods to Iran in the first use of a mechanism designed to get around U.S. sanctions. After the United States withdrew from the deal and imposed sanctions, Iran pressured the European signatories to work around those restrictions to help its battered economy. Hungary's parliament granted nationalist Prime Minister Viktor Orban the right to rule by decree on Monday to fight the coronavirus, ignoring calls by opponents and rights groups to put a time frame on the extra powers. President János Eder and Orban allies signed the legislation and said it was in line with international treaties and Hungary's constitution. The law has triggered criticism from opposition parties and rights groups because it does not set in specific time limit on the time the additional powers will be in force. As a cruise ship stranded at sea with dozens sick and four dead makes for Florida, passengers who have been confined to their rooms for more than a week are anxious for relief, hoping Governor Ron DeSantis will change his mind and allow them to disembark despite confirmed corona cases on board. The top UN climate official on Tuesday chided Japan over its new plan to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, which environmental campaigners say show no real signs to increase efforts. All signatories of the 2015 Paris Agreement are supposed to submit a revised plan before this year's UN climate meeting in November. In a gentle rebuke to the world's third biggest economy, Patricia Espinosa added that bold, ambitious action would be required and said her agency stood ready to support Japan and all other parties to the Paris Accord in setting new goals. She said she hoped more ambitious goals by Japan would be set soon. Officials in Afghanistan said Monday at least 21 security forces have died in the latest Taliban attacks, and a planned prisoner swap with the insurgent group has been delayed once again. The deadliest violence occurred in northern Takhar province, where Taliban fighters assaulted several government outposts. A provincial government spokesman told VOA the raid killed 14 Afghan forces and a civilian. The latest violence comes as a spokesman for the Afghan National Security Council confirmed that that long-awaited prisoner swap process, which was supposed to start today, has been delayed. The countdown clock is ticking again for the Tokyo Olympics. The digital model outside Tokyo Station was switched on almost immediately after organizers announced the new dates. They will be July 23rd to August the 8th of 2021. The clock reads 479 days to go. Seems a long way away, but also small and insignificant compared with the worldwide fallout from the coronavirus. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.